We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back to the show. We are live from the AMR studios, Randy Jones and Mike Grace. It is Star Wars night, but we are here to play baseball and to talk a little baseball. Really happy to welcome Jay Jackson to the couch, to the set, and the Cholula hot seat. Jay, good to see you. How are you doing today, man?
Great. How are you guys?
Doing great. Other than the fact that I'm a grown man in a costume right now, but otherwise I'm doing well.
Well, so is Jay.
Yeah, I'm.
That's true. This
is a costume.
Yeah,
it's a costume. It's a lot more fun to be in that one, though.
Yeah, but you know what? And you talk about that, you know. But you know, honestly, and I think about this quite a bit. You know, been wearing one of these things since like you were 7 years old. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
And you know, and you still wear it. You keep wearing it. Hard to grow up, isn't it? Like, I mean,
it's so hard to grow up. It's the best thing. It's like being a big kid just running around.
I'm telling you, there's a fact to that.
But tell us about when you got that call to find out that you're going to put on this big league uniform for the first time. I mean, you had a pretty extensive minor league career. We'll get into your story because it's very interesting. But the first time you got that call, what was that?
I was actually on my way to grab dinner that day. I stayed in El Paso for an extra day just to kind of reflect on the season and just have a day to myself before I went home. And I was on the way to dinner. Next thing I know, I get a call from Sam Gainey. Gainey's just like, you know, how long has it been since you've been in the minor leagues? I was like, you know, it's been 8 years. He's like, well, I want to be the first person to congratulate you and tell you, you know, you're going to meet the big league team in Phoenix tomorrow. So after that, just all the shock hit, start calling everybody. Everybody was telling me congratulations.
Did you ever have dinner?
I did. It was a quick dinner. I had to get on a flight like 2 hours later. So it was a real quick dinner after that.
That's great. And you talk about that. We were talking before we came on, you know, and yeah, like, I did mine 40 years ago, probably. You know, and it's like it happened yesterday. You'll never forget that first appearance on the mound, will you?
Never forget it.
Never forget
even
it.
Even though it wasn't the greatest appearance.
It doesn't matter. I mean.
But it's there. It's still, you can never take it away.
Mine, I gave it my first big league hit was a home run to Willie Mays my first time on the mound. I didn't mess around, man.
No.
I did it right.
That's how, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it right.
make it memorable, right?
Exactly.
That's a Hall of Famer right there. Now, like you said, you've been in the minor leagues for 8 years, mostly as a starter, maybe as a swing guy, but this year, transition to the bullpen had a lot of success. Talk about that transition.
It was just really being comfortable just doing one thing. That's all it was. My whole career since, I think, 2009 was the last time that I just did the whole season just starting or relieving, and that was the last time. Since then, I've been kind of the swing guy, and it's a real difficult role to be in, just coming through the minor leagues, not having a defined role, not being able to have that comfort level that you have every day going to the ballpark, knowing that, okay, this is my day. Or even as a reliever, you don't know it's your day, but at least you know that you might have a chance to get in. You have a routine built for that instead of every day coming to the field and, oh, well, we're not going to throw you today because you're going to spot start tomorrow or something like that. And it's difficult, but
sure.
Just being able to do one thing was just huge this year.
And yeah, it's a mindset too.
Exactly.
Once you get that mindset, you know, starters, hey, you know, you're preparing for that fifth day.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of guys can't do that. The mental process doesn't work real well. We're in the bullpen. I mean, every day you come to the ballpark, that mindset, well, you got an opportunity, you're going to pitch tonight.
Oh, for sure.
You know, so you can get a little breathing room until about the fifth, and then you got to start putting your face on,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And you got to get used to doing that. You got to condition yourself mentally.
Yeah, it takes
you know,
time.
Really.
But it's really just nice to be able to just finally be able to get into one thing. I've always told my dad, and he's like my biggest supporter, and he knows it too, that if I was just able just to stick with one thing, I was like, I'm going to have success at this, just bouncing back and forth, just – it just kind of takes a toll on you because you don't know mentally what you're going to get into, and it's difficult. But it was fun. It was a good experience to have over those years of my career to know that I can do those things.
Yeah, you look at your scouting report, and you're throwing around 93, 95, whereas a starter, you're 90 to 92. Well, that's obviously because you got to save some bullets if you think you might have to throw 5-6 innings the next day. So being able to stay in that role is going to help you be successful, and obviously that has happened this year.
Yeah,
so that makes a lot of sense.
How about since you've been getting called up and talking to the guys and – you know, the game will kind of speed up here in the big leagues real quick on you.
Real quick.
You know, but also, you finally got to the point, though, even watching the games that, you know, I think the one thing about big league hitters, if you're able to make good pitches, you can get big league hitters out.
Exactly.
But if you make mistakes, as you learned,
yes,
you know, they don't miss them very often.
That's the biggest thing I would say is you get away with less mistakes here. Like, you can outstuff some guys here a little bit here and there. But for the most part, if you make a mistake, they make you pay for it.
Yes.
A lot of times you can make a mistake here or there when you're in the minor leagues, and you'll get away with a lot of them. Maybe 40-50% of them, but here it's you might get away with 10%. So yeah. it's a good difference. It's a good thing to have because you get to learn from it.
And the difference between your first couple outings to your last couple outings, obviously a lot more success. I mean, is it a nerves factor, kind of getting a sense of the speed of the game? We've heard that just the ball off the bat is so much quicker at this level. I mean, is there just that progress of getting more comfortable?
Oh, yeah, definitely. After the first appearance, you're up there, jelly legs. Yeah. You're trying to control yourself.
You're
trying to
tell yourself. Feet,
my first appearance out there, I wasn't so much nervous and timid as I was – trying to be too perfect not to mess up my first outing. And what happens next thing I know, I turn around, I got a two spot up there. So it happens, but just getting more comfortable and just reading the game and just understanding your body and just understanding the emotions that you're going to go through now, it helps out a lot.
Talking to pitcher Jay Jackson here.
Yeah, you talk about when you're getting down the bullpen, especially here, and you're coming in. I think Willie does a good job of having you prepared. Oh, you got a pretty good idea who you're going to face. Yeah. I mean, when you're running in, you got pretty much kind of a game plan of who you're going to face and what you want to do.
Yeah, you definitely have a game plan. They've done a really good job of having everybody ready for who they're going to face, having a great scouting report. We get a good scouting report every day, having a plan of attack for every hitter that we're going to face, and then just go out there and just about executing pitches.
Yep. Beautiful.
Reading through your story, I saw you were drafted in 08 and made it all the way to AAA in 09. And I'm guessing at that time you're like, all right, things are moving fast. I'm going to get to the big leagues. And then it didn't happen for a while. Did you ever get discouraged that, this might not happen?
You always get discouraged a little bit. There's always that doubt that's going to creep in. But it's how you take that doubt and either go with it and you fall off, or you take it and you make it a positive. And I just tried to make it a positive, and there was times that I really did think, I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna hang it up and go find something else to do. But I have a great family, great support system, that they were like, as long as you're enjoying playing and you're having fun, just keep doing it. As long as you can still throw a ball and put on a jersey, keep going out there and giving it your best shot and having fun. And as long as I'm having fun, that was the main thing for me, is I'm just gonna go out there and just keep playing.
Yeah, how many years in the minor leagues? How long did it take you to learn that a lot of times less is better when you're pitching?
It clicked probably my third year. Or fourth year, after I left the Cubs and I signed with the Marlins that year, I went to AA, and just seeing those guys and like how much fun they were having, it's just like, just relax, just go out there and have fun and play. Don't try to overdo it. Don't stress too much. And that just – I think that really just turned my whole career around at that point. I got a new sense of just having fun and going just to the ballpark and just being able to smile every day.
Ah, I love that. It's great.
That's great stuff.
The smile, too, is about competing. We love that competition.
Oh, you got to love
it. And it's day in and day out.
It is. Awesome.
And all your buddy, everybody's pulling for you in the bullpen and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they're loosening up.
Yeah, it's a great bullpen. There's a lot of great guys down there, veterans, rookies. We all look out for each other. It's been great down there, just the guys that we have down there. It's been – amazing. I can't say enough about those guys.
Awesome. Yeah, you got some real veterans down there, some all-stars, and Joaquin Benoit, Craig Kimbrell. Talk about what you're learning from these guys finally getting this big league experience.
Just to be able to talk to them just about just little things here and there, my first couple outings, Joaquin and Bud Norris, those guys were just like, it's your first outing. Like, you're going to get back out there and just don't change anything from what you were doing down there. You had success down there doing something, so just bring it up here and just – I was like, I was just a little nervous. He's like, just take your time. The game's on you out there. It's going to speed up, but don't let it speed up too much. Just get comfortable and be aggressive. And that's what I feel like I've been doing the past couple outings. And it's back to where it was when I was down in AAA and AA. And it's just being able to go out there and have fun and just be aggressive.
Exactly. To be an effective pitcher, you're going to fail. You're going to have those problems. One thing about a short memory, but learn from your failures. Learn from your mistakes.
Yes.
As long as you continue to do that, that keeps you motivated, keeps you going. But you've got to learn. Sure. It's part of the curve.
Yeah, definitely. It's the quicker you make adjustments.
And it will never stop.
Never.
It never will.
You learn something every day.
That's a great thing, man.
Game of adjustments, right?
Oh, man.
Batters are always making adjustments to you, and you've always got to make adjustments to them, right?
You betcha.
So what does the offseason look like for you now, maybe a little more comfortable in this reliever role? Does that change your offseason workout program? I mean, what are you looking forward to getting ready for next year?
No, it doesn't change my offseason workout that much. I'll go home and probably take a week or so off and then get back in the gym, start working out and throwing again. And I'm actually probably going to go to Mexico and go to winter ball. I just feel like winter ball just gets me ready for spring training. I come in, instead of just having to start from a clean slate, I'm already into my throwing program. I've already seen hitters. I know what I have to do. I know what adjustments I have to make with my arm and – just my motions and my mechanics and stuff, it's a lot better for me that way.
That's a great call, too. And also, you know, from being a starter and going to the bullpen, you're short on innings that you have in the past. So a few more innings, you know, really going to help you.
It's not going to hurt me at all. I've been down there the past couple of years closing, so I've actually got some relieving experience down there, which actually helped a lot going into this year. So
good.
That's always a plus, just being able to kind of have a foot in the door and be on the right track when I get to spring training and not have to figure a lot of things out.
Awesome.
Really great stuff, Jay Jackson, joining us here on the Cholula Hot Seat. First off, congratulations, man. Really cool to see you get up here, get this opportunity. Best of luck with this season and moving into next year. We really appreciate your time.
Oh, hey, no problem.
Great
Thank
job
you
last
hey.
Night, man.
Thanks, Ray.
You guys did a
Thanks,
great
Mike.
Job.
He was on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. Our thanks to Jay Jackson for stopping by. More Padres Social Hour right after this.